Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Light bulb inspirational. Hugging face friendly. Index pointing up assertive. Gmail Mac to Pond. Real up humanet at gmail.com. FWD. Family matters? Really? This family sucks. Real up human. Net. Real up humanet at gmail.com. Sunday, May 15th, 2022 at 4:13 a.m. To social media. At auditor.ca.gov. CC. Mama Fire Dancer. Mama Fire Dancer. The woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and that serious commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote at gmail.com. Dave's not here. David Allen Driscoll. Dave, Darth Wallwater at gmail.com. Dennis Driscoll, SVT Coberman, at AOL.com. Debbie Kick, Deborah Kick, at .net. John Michael Talbot, Jamichiel Talbot at gmail.com. Public comment, at ncd.gov. Care, at imlandpsych.com. Crisis text line, info at crisistextline.org. Info, at nightcolumbia.org. Info, at aravamert.com. AHF Healthcare Center - San Diego. New contact, Dr. Adams Weig. Info, at hivcare.org. Barack Obama. Info, at ova.us. Info, at brainados.com. Info, at teachhub.com. Jim **. Crimo Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance. Over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usage is, one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. A warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Crimo Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance. **- The good at grew up white scarver. Jim Scriver at gmail.com. David Parrish. David Caprish at gmail.com. Agents that care about helping you - not - Latricia Williams, L. Williams 116, at humana.com. David **. Crimo Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance. Over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usage is, one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. A warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Crimo Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance. **- The good at grew up Tap Scott, DCT 3270 at gmail.com. Supervisor, Doug Rowe, at boss.sbcounty.gov. Representative Barbara Lee, Rep. Barbara.Lee, at mail.house.gov. Gangstalking expert - Dr. Andrew Lustig, Andrew.Lustig, at camph.ca. Lorraine.Sheridan, at kurt.edu.au. @signreality_audit - California State Auditor - Can you even Berhonis PNG? Dear social media staff at the State of California Auditor's Office, my name is James Martin Driscoll. I am not like any other person that you have ever met. I am angry, pouting face. I am justifiably angry. Image PNG, to the human person who is reading this now. How can I be personally angry at you? But then again, I am. 043-Cramabone. 1. PNG, because perconclusively you two will just ignore me like everyone else. For no good reason, you will ignore me. Even as I have attempted to compel the truth to come forward. For you to must intentionally ignore me, the only deductive reasoning would be that you do not believe in the truth, and that truth must not be told here. Would that be true? If not, prove it to me. Before you read anything further, respond to all, and say, Mr. Driscoll, I have your letter and I have not yet read it, but I promise it will be taken into proper care and concern. Signed, your personal human name, but you will not do that. What is it that stops you from doing that? You will have to circle the wagons to treat me as some kind of threat to your existence, because I represent the truth, and in that truth, it must be ignored forever. I obviously have no faith that you can do your job properly. You will fail, just like everyone else, including my very own family. Crystal ball fail, crystal ball fail, crystal ball fail, crystal ball. That emoji has meaning and purpose. You will and must fail. This is a text snippet out of a 2003 publication on the National Institutes of Health. Why is this standard not offered to me? The importance of developing rapport with patients cannot be overemphasized. Effective communication skills are a critical tool that assists the physician in establishing that optimal patient rapport. Physicians need to keep in mind that today's healthcare consumers, particularly those in the baby boomer and younger age groups, have much more medical knowledge than senior citizens. Both young and old, however, often judge the quality of care received on the basis of the physician-patient interaction. Certainly, the physician's skill and reputation play an important role in a patient's confidence. However, many if not most patients assume that physicians have the requisite technical skill to treat their medical problems. From the patient's perspective, therefore, What separates the adequate or average physician from the truly great physician is how well the physician practices the art of medical care, conveying those highly valued human skills of compassion and caring concern that patients seem to need so much. All too often, when physicians do not communicate caring concerns, especially when the care is painful, difficult, or results in less dash than dash optimal outcomes, an inevitable cycle of miscommunication occurs among patient, family, and physician. Under these circumstances, patients who express their anger and frustration may cause the physician to react defensively in a way that may be perceived as hostile or arrogant. Most often it is this response that causes the patient to seek the advice of an attorney, because poor communication between a physician and patient can lead an already angry, dissatisfied patient to believe the care was poor even when it was entirely appropriate. 5. In the arena of physician liability, the burden of successful patient-physician communication lies with physicians. 5. That is not to say that patients do not share the burden, but society and the courts have deemed that physicians have the ultimate responsibility for initiating, clarifying, facilitating, documenting, and reinforcing discussions related to their patient's condition, treatment, and prognosis. 5. This text snippet above is from weblink document URL, https://www.npnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /PMC1201002/PROC/BAIL-UNIV-MEDCENT/2003-APR-16-2-157-161 doi:10.1080/0899828020031192789 PMCID, PMC 1201002, PMID, 16278732, Communication Gaffes, A Root Cause of Malpractice Claims, Beth Huntington, BSN, MSN, Jade Corresponding Author 1 and Nettie Kuhn, RN, BSPA, CPHRM 1, Author Information Copyright and License Information Disclaimer, Image PNG, I am going to use the feedback option on the site, somewhere, somehow, someone is going to step forward and start telling the truth. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Stop the hate already. Stop the lies and stop the hate already. Image PNG, why is that not offered to me? From anyone, anywhere in our civil society? Please do not insult my intelligence. Please do not tell me I am over-reacting. Please do not tell me I am mistaken. Weblink document URL, http://webnamespace/memespace/reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters/standards-of-care/auditor-cog-of/call-recordings/index/of/medical-mental-health-law-matters/standards-of-care/auditor-cog-of/call-recordings. Icon name last modified size description. Parent year. Parent directory dash. Comma. Call 13-May-2022-10-47-39 out 916-445-0255. M4-2022-05-15-3-16-3.1M. Comma. Call 13-May-2022-10-56-57 out 916-445-0255. M4-2022-05-15-3-16-5.6M. Comma. Call 13-May-2022-11-16-26 out 916-445-0255, M4-2022-05-15-3-16-1.8M, comma. Call 13-May-2022-11-22-07 out 916-445-0255, M4-2022-05-15-3-15-3.2M, comma. Call 13-May-2022-11-31-56 out 916-445-0255, M4-2022-05-15-3-15-50K, comma. Call 14-May-2022-01-58-26 out 916-445-0255, M4-2022-05-15-3-15-3.1M, comma. Call 14-May-2022-02-25-36 out 1-800-952-5665, M4-2022-05-15-3-15-3.0M, comma, call 14-May-2022-02-36-55 out 1-800-952-5665, M4-2022-05-15315-3.0M. Please follow the directions as I have placed them before you. This citation is Al Rodriguez. I am expecting Captain Carrington to contact this family to arrange and have an interview with Amy, especially as it relates to the subject of gang stalking noted below in my full copy of my mental health care record that was very tardy online. Look at the record I hold, please. Web link document URL, https://englandpsychfuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with a key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound and attached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the at grew up net peace building and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Cramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overempowerment force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. 4. These kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled fucuhmahn.net/carrier-patient-portal/estefanylandin/clinical-document-published parent directory clinical document-inland psychiatric medical group driscoll james mrnc 2,333,746-ssn 5474535-4-mrn 7445537-5577695331309073462313025694-full-mostly-nodata available ice this normal class patient delusional htm clinical document inland psychiatric medical group driscoll james mrnc 2,333,746-ssn 5474533-mrn 7445546-7557695331309073462313702-56944-full-mostly-nodata available ice this normal class patient delusional phyllis completely blank medical records seriously blank web link document url http://awesomecramabone playroom.school-an-adult-consent-thought-and-practices-resource Cramabone, source African Adinkra-meaning-1 bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, all contents comply, /technorealism/mem4.02. In this issue of Mem, Technorealism, over the past few months, I participated in the creation of a set of principles called Technorealism. It's a set of declarations meant to go beyond the B-polar visions of cyber-utopianism and neo-letism. In another age, this would be considered a manifesto. Now it is an open letter, a document that, through the internet, takes on a fluid, dynamic form. Literally, anyone can sign it, pass it on, and participate. Instructions on how to do this appear at the end of this message. If you like what you read, I urge you to forward it to friends, colleagues, and other lists where appropriate. Without further delay, let me introduce you to Technorealism. David S. Benaholm, New York City, March 11, 1998. Web link document URL, http://mimix.org/meme4-02, HTML, Technorealism. Principles of Technorealism. 1. Technologies are not neutral. A great misconception of our time is the idea that technologies are completely free of bias, that because they are inanimate artifacts, they don't promote certain kinds of behaviors over others. In truth, technologies come loaded with both intended and unintended social, political, and economic leanings. Every tool provides its users with a particular manner of seeing the world and specific ways of interacting with others. It is important for each of us to consider the biases of various technologies and to seek out those that reflect our values and aspirations. 2. The internet is revolutionary, but not utopian. The net is an extraordinary communications tool that provides a range of new opportunities for people, communities, businesses, and government. Yet as cyberspace becomes more populated, it increasingly resembles society at large, in all its complexity. For every empowering or enlightening aspect of the wired life, there will also be dimensions that are malicious, perverse, or rather ordinary. 3. Government has an important role to play on the electronic frontier. Contrary to some claims, cyberspace is not formally a place or jurisdiction separate from Earth. While governments should respect the rules and customs that have arisen in cyberspace, and should not stifle this new world with inefficient regulation or censorship, it is foolish to say that the public has no sovereignty over what an errant citizen or fraudulent corporation does online. As the representative of the people and the guardian of democratic values, the state has the right and responsibility to help integrate cyberspace and conventional society. Technology standards and privacy issues, for example, are too important to be entrusted to the marketplace alone. Competing software firms have little interest in preserving the open standards that are essential to a fully functioning interactive network. Markets encourage innovation, but they do not necessarily ensure the public interest. 4. Information is not knowledge. All around us, information is moving faster and becoming cheaper to acquire, and the benefits are manifest. That said, the proliferation of data is also a serious challenge, requiring new measures of human discipline and skepticism. We must not confuse the thrill of acquiring or distributing information quickly with the more daunting task of converting it into knowledge and wisdom. Regardless of how advanced our computers become, we should never use them as a substitute for our own basic cognitive skills of awareness, perception, reasoning, and judgment. 5. Wiring the schools will not save them. The problems with America's public schools, disparate funding, social promotion, bloated class size, crumbling infrastructure, lack of standards, have almost nothing to do with technology. Consequently, no amount of technology will lead to the educational revolution prophesied by President Clinton and others. The art of teaching cannot be replicated by computers, the net, or by distance learning. These tools can, of course, augment an already high-quality educational experience, but to rely on them as any sort of panacea would be a costly mistake. 6. Information wants to be protected. It's true that cyberspace and other recent developments are challenging our copyright laws and frameworks for protecting intellectual property. The answer, though, is not to scrap existing statutes and principles. Instead, we must update old laws and interpretations so that information receives roughly the same protection it did in the context of old media. The goal is the same, to give authors sufficient control over their work so that they have an incentive to create, while maintaining the right of the public to make fair use of that information. In neither context does information want to be free. Rather, it needs to be protected. 7. The public owns the airwaves. The public should benefit from their use. The recent digital spectrum giveaway to broadcasters underscores the corrupt and inefficient misuse of public resources in the arena of technology. The citizenry should benefit and profit from the use of public frequencies, and should retain a portion of the spectrum for educational, cultural, and public access uses. We should demand more for private use of public property. 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. In a world driven by the flow of information, the interfaces, and the underlying code that make information visible are becoming enormously powerful social forces. Understanding their strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to a similar democratic scrutiny. Enough is enough. No more lies. Don't lie to me, dear. Honesty/2020-10-06-2031. Plays YouTube Music Honesty by Billy Joel. Dear. Don't lie to me/2019-12-10-13-46. Plays YouTube playlist starting with Barbara Streisand. Don't lie to me. Here is that playlist. Time to grow up from the world of lies, cheats, and stealing our collective peace back to pond. 1/16. 402. Barbara Streisand. Don't lie to me. Official video. Barbara Streisand. 449. Donna Summer. No more tears. Enough is enough. Duet with Barbara Streisand. Alpha Beta. 324. Very legal and out-of-the-box method-dbhsbcounty.gov-Dr. Veronica Kelly, Director, James Driscoll, 906, Corrupt Police Gangs Wreak Havoc in Chicago, The Young Turks, 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 45 seconds, absolutely walled-out access to care, intentional harm done here-social media tag big man killing tech bug really fatal a darknet technology overlay killing people really serious, Mac DePond, 953, The community as a whole must seek to understand each other, number 09, Mac DePond, 759. Heart-Stairway to Heaven, Live at Kennedy Center Honors, Full Version, Don Jack, 1506, How to Build, and Rebuild, Trust Francis Free, Ted, 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 39 seconds, Being Myself is Not More Than Enough, I Want to Die, No Help from Any Source I Reach to, Mac DePond, 37 hours, and 59 minutes, Overcoming Addiction - The Root Cause of Every Addiction, Actualize.org, 1 hour, 50 minutes, and 46 seconds. Guilty-San Bernardino Police Depth Lieutenant Nelson Carrington Fail. Mac DePond, 2041. Watch All In with Chris Hayes Highlights, August 5th, MSNBC. MSNBC, 2310. FTP transfer held at fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound and attached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @GrewUpNet Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overempowering force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. 4. These kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET, memspace, a term of the science field of mimetics, blown up file names passers by real people wrecked feet, Mac DePond, 435, how do you know whom to trust, -Ramnita, Ted-Ed, 1057, the first impression hoax Charlene Rocha Tugs Marie C.S. School, TEDx Talks, 2258, why trust is so important and how we can get more of it, Dan Arielidix Jaffa, TEDx Talks, web link document URL, https://sarcnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /sarc, UTF-8%E2%9C%93 and affiliate /neo-inquiry/gang-stalking/commit/search, the phenomenology of group stalking, gang-stalking, a content, www.npnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /PMC7178134/, I am going to use feedback, image PNG, stalking by individuals has been found to result in high rates both of psychological distress and lasting psychiatric morbidity, in particular post-traumatic symptomatology and depression, 1, 4, 10, 18, 19, 2020. One study to examine the psychological sequelae of the experience of being gang-stalked found that individuals who had been group or gang-stalked scored significantly higher on ratings of depressive symptoms, post-traumatic symptomatology and adverse impact on social and occupational functioning than those who were individually stalked. 5. The only other published study of gang-stalking samples that we could locate detailed 4 cases reported by the media of men who had engaged in extreme violence as a response to the perception that they were the target of gang-stalkers. 21. Both Sheridan and James, 5, and Sardishi, 21, concluded that the subjects of their studies were suffering or had suffered from severe psychological distress in the context of their subjective gang-stalking experiences. Social semiotics of gang-stalking evidence videos on YouTube, multimodal, www.npnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /PMC8569537/, linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory, pubnpnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /33666560/, comma, forwarded message, dash, from Mac to Pond, realuphumannet@gmail.com. Date Saturday, May 14, 2022 at 11:30 p.m. Subject FWD. Family matters? Really? This family sucks. To Mama Fire Dancer. Mama Fire Dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefield. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote at gmail.com. Dave's not here. David Allen Driscoll. Dave, DarthWongwater@gmail.com. Dennis Driscoll, SVT Coberman, @AOL.com. Debbie Kick, Deborah Kick, @.net. Former, FBI, agent and cousin, John Michael Talbot, JimichielTalbot@gmail.com. Public comment, @ncd.gov. Care, @inlandpsych.com. A very sick family, devoid of its senses. This QR scan code access this email. Threat updates as necessary. We should not be in the situation we are in. This family has betrayed me. QR-@signrealityaudit-god-exists-family-sucks-png-QR-code-URL. Web link document URL. http://webname-memespace-reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /god-exists/mail-fwd-family-matters. Really, this family sucks. HTM. Reference. Web link document URL. http://webnamespace-memespace-reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/attention-driscoll-family HTML. Click on image for spoken voice narrative media. Sick-smiley-face-png. Click on image for spoken voice narrative media. Web link document URL. http://webnamespace-memespace-reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /God exists/Driscoll-of-San Bernardino CA-A-Very-Sick-Family. Image PNG, so what if I am loud, so what if I am a bit of crazy, there is no love here for sure. This already has been placed online. You all are hurtful and hateful toward Emmy, that is a fact. Man-gesturing-no1f645-200d-2642-fay0fpng-cardoni my face pics 3, PNG, tough spots, obviously. This hair does not exist under this roof. Image PNG, sabotage my effort to get a proper doctor. Relationship in HIV care since Dr. Shigen Odin. This to me, 219dbccb1e6ccc76c41941700578f93apng. QR code, web link document URL, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigenofuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound and attached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @GrewUpNet Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overempowering force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. 4. These kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled fukedehuman.net/vitals.com-review/. What happened with Dr. Bassi? We can't talk about that in the new doctor relationship, not being swept under the rug. 5119f19c90c440efc4d3373e58041cpng. QR code, web link document URL, http://dr-sahamjeet-singh-bassi-mdfuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpitapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpitapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpitapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpitapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound and attached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @GrewUpNet Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overempowering force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. 4. These kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled fucked.life/toughspots. This is fatal. Why would an entire civil society ignore or worse block me for no reason? Across all social media, an individual reaching out with his attempt to get resolved for Hive untreatable? Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. Audio. This is a record of transmission of a fax that was confirmed, but the action by the doctor does not relate processing. The fax is about the initiation of patient-centered communications. It does not make any sense that I cannot assert these needs until my care with my HIV disease. This matter must be put upward into a council of higher authority. The Federal Bureau of Investigation-enjoined to be united force to call downward reprimands upon the wrong way of thinking and insane blocking patient-centered required by law to be present and accounted for. Enforce law medical care interfaces. So far, a story of great tragedy. Attention general public visitors to this page. This is not a very fun thing to read. I suggest if you are looking for just a distraction and blimp of time, this page is not for you, but you are free to find the reasons why you were directed to this page. Thank you. Without Dr. Karen HIV corrected adaptive to the conditions that are in this address, you are guilty of a conspiracy so vast, I will die first before you are allowed to be silent to these circumstances. Not one doctor will do their jobs professionally, and this conspiracy dash I am being restricted from medical care for a need to maintain a secretive agenda mentioned in this holding note. I will die in pain then to allow you to get away from this madness. I should have medical care privacy, but I can't because of this shit. Pretty ugly. No trustworthy doctor is willing to set themselves into integrity. I will die first and to compromise to receive the care of any doctor who cannot become honest with this issue. Fuck you all haters. You say, mama, time is running out. Commit to the truth. I am done with your all games. Without a family supportive, true intervention, to show yourselves in full support of my needs, go to hell. They are indeed trying and will succeed in murdering me. Image PNG, carry a patient portal. Inland Psychiatric Medical Group, portal messaging to Dr. Jagmohan Rao Jakula, Saturday, May 14, 2022, 4:48 p.m. Subject, keeping it real, there is an emoji for this, 100 points. Message, the meaning of that emoji is a score of 100% or of excellence. I had not logged in for a while to Inland Psyche / patient portal because none of my records were updated and the interactions with my doctors are as I have said they are. I am the patient and the patient has had something to say profoundly to the criticism of what has been the operating agenda of this entire equation seems way offensive off the mark offensive. I write about it online and have given it a tag, social media tag big man killing tech bug really fatal a darknet technology overlay killing people really serious. I do not accept that you all just turn around for me, and that turnaround does not apply to real true grit policy and change in your organization. I do not accept an underhanded change that now puts items into my medical record, especially considering I have not even checked it for errors and slasher omissions. I need to have a detailed log of when the detail was updated to my records, without deception. This whole thing has shattered my family relations, image PNG, medical record search. Yes, doctors, this is being placed public. I have no other choice, because you failed to concede to an audit properly. This is a reality audit. I have absolutely nothing to hide. They know as well as I do that these fields have values, that I submitted in detail, and a copy of that in my own files. Note, see the very last commenting section of this email, carry a patient portal, messages, message sent, keeping it real, there is an emoji for this, 100 points, James Driscoll, to Jagmohan Rao Jakula, 5/14/22/4:47 p.m. comma, dash, web link document URL, https://portal/carrier/comms/nurse/patient/health/records/view/from/date=07/01/2017 and to date equals 05/14/2022. Print, preview mode, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group, phone, 909-335-3026, Driscoll, James, September 1, 1965, born, male, sex, 7445545865557693360139073462313702569 MRN, 54745304, SSN, C2333746, MRN, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405-1939, address, 9098-828759, home phone, 516-406-4560, mobile phone, 3077578786, work phone, jimdriscoll@growup.net, home email, English, language, white, race, not Hispanic or Latino, ethnicity, table of contents, instructions, medical devices, procedures, encounters, problems, treatment plans, immunizations, health concerns, goals, mental/functional status, chief complaint, assessments, reason for referral, social history, medications, vital signs, insurance providers, family history, results, allergies, clinical notes, instructions, no information available, medical devices, GMDN name UD expiration date status, no information available, procedures, name related to notes date, no information available, encounters, encounter performer date, encounter visit Jagan Jakula 03/07/2022, encounter visit Ivetaroyo 01/31/2022, encounter visit Brianna Yang 12/23/2021, encounter visit Emiraya 01/20/2022, encounter visit Ravitija Ethelapika 01/31/2022, encounter visit Brianna Yang 03/14/2022, encounter visit Adriana Sandoval 01/20/2022, encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/21/2022, encounter visit Alice Trachurica 02/08/2022, encounter visit Sudhir Jalagadugula 12/03/2021, encounter visit Vanajakshi Gakape 01/05/2022, encounter visit Amber Morris 01/31/2022, encounter visit Brianna Yang 03/08/2022, encounter visit Juliet Soraya 05/07/2022, encounter visit Ashley Welty 01/31/2022, encounter visit Ravitija Ethelapika 01/20/2022, encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/17/2022, encounter visit Wilson Thamavongsa 03/22/2022, encounter visit Estefania Landon 01/07/2022, encounter visit Jagan Jakula 03/24/2022, encounter visit Candelaria Perez 02/21/2022, encounter visit Estefania Landon 12/22/2021, encounter visit Mubashir Faruqi 01/06/2020, encounter visit Chennai Irabakahum 01/04/2022, encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/31/2022, encounter visit Estefania Landon 01/31/2022, encounter visit Alfonso Cordova 02/02/2022, encounter visit Prathap Thethapudi 12/02/2021, encounter visit Estefania Landon 01/21/2022, encounter visit Olivia Ellis 12/28/2021, encounter visit Brianna Yang 12/23/2021, encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/20/2022, encounter visit J.S. Raya Diarity 02/22/2022, encounter visit Estefania Landon 01/28/2022, encounter visit Brianna Yang 12/22/2021, encounter visit Amber Morris 02/04/2022, encounter visit Ashley Valdez 03/07/2022, encounter visit Pavani Kathapalli 04/26/2021, encounter visit Marie Garcia 04/20/2021, encounter visit Valerie Perez 02/28/2020, encounter visit Ashley Welty 04/28/2022, encounter visit Ashley Valdez 03/05/2022, Encounter visit Estefanielandin 01/19/2022. Encounter visit Estefanielandin 02/01/2022. Encounter visit Ivetaroyo 02/02/2022. Encounter visit Devon Falls 02/19/2022. Encounter visit Emireya 01/25/2022. Encounter visit Guadalupe Martin 01/28/2022. Encounter visit Diane Barrera 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Estefanielandin 01/26/2022. Encounter visit Zuleika Mohamed 02/02/2022. Encounter visit Brianna Yang 02/03/2022. Encounter visit Kanye Gomar 04/20/2022. Problems. Problem effective dates. Problem status. Severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder. 26,516,009. 20,200,106 active. Schizoaffective disorder. Bipolar type. Disorder. 38,368,003. 20,200,106 active. Treatment plans. Problem care plan. Immunizations. Vaccine name date status. No information available. Health concerns. Health concerns. No information available. Goals. Goals. No information available. Mental/functional status. Mental/functional findings. No information available. Chief complaint. Reason for visit/chief complaint. No information available. Assessments. Assessments. PT and mom reports improvement in mood/psychotic symptoms but not optimally controlled. /consider alternate medications. Optimize medication dose-agreeable with plan. Will get medical records for review. Severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder. F31.64/296.64. Bipolar disorder. Current episode mixed. Severe. With psychotic features modified January 6, 2020. Schizoaffective disorder. Bipolar type. Disorder. F25.0/295.70. Schizoaffective disorder. Bipolar type modified January 6, 2020. PT and mom reports mood/psychotic symptoms not optimally controlled/off psychotropics/contributing factors as above/consider alternate medications. Optimize medication dose-agreeable with plan. Will get medical records for review from Dr. Fruki. Severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder. F31.64/296.64. Bipolar disorder. Current episode mixed. Severe. With psychotic features modified January 6, 2020. Reason for referral. Reason for referral. No information available. Social history. Social history element description effective dates. Birth gender male 01/04/2022. Smoking status never smoker. SNOM-CT26691900-5. Null 2022. Medications. Medication start date instructions status. Lamotrigine 200 mg tablet. Rux Norm. 198,429-01/04/2022 1 tabs, orally 2 times a day discontinued. Lamictal 25 mg tablet, Rux Norm. 105,019-03/07/2022 take 1 tablet daily for 2 weeks then 1 tablet twice a day discontinued. Lamictal 25 mg tablet, Rux Norm. 105,019-03/24/2022 take 2 tablets twice a day active. Cariprazine 6 mg capsule, Rux Norm. 1,667,678-01/04/2022 1 caps, orally at every bedtime discontinued. Vital signs, date/time, 01/04/2022. Height 172.72 centimeters. Weight 83.56 kilograms. BMI 28.01/2. Blood pressure mmHg. Heart rate/min. O2 percentage. BLDC oximetry percent. Inhaled oxygen concentration percent. Body temperature cell. Respiratory rate/min. Head circumference 0 percentile. Weight/length 0 percentile. Family history. Family history. Family member diagnosis. No information available. Results. Name actual result date laboratory. No information available. Allergies. Type substance reaction severity status. No information available. Clinical notes. Clinical notes. CC. No cures available. 3/5/2022 request a DRP to discuss history with Dr. Jacula before appointment. DEEPA 03/01/2022. As telehealth/video provider, I Jagan Jacula MD. Attest that I introduced myself to patient, provide the credentials, disclosed my location, other participants in the virtual visit, and the reason for real-time two-way interactive audio and video consult. I and patient have mutually agreed that this visit is appropriate for video technology. Originating site, patient location, patient's home, distant location, provider location, Irvine, California. Psych syndromes, patient seen for follow-up for medication management, accompanied by mom, says he is doing better, says taking Lamictal, just started higher dose-says tolerating it, says seems to help to some extent, says still feeling down, anxious some days, denies panic attacks, gets 6-7 hours sleep / night, noted to be delusional - seems to be chronic in nature, says he has bipolar - unable to give a clear HX for manic / hypomanic symptoms, denies command, visual, auditory hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, self-injurious behaviors, homicidal thoughts, reports compliance with medications, tolerating except as above, substance abuse HX, per chart review - unable get from PT at this time. Substance assessment HX, - cannabis, endorsed, last used last month, - alcohol, denied, - meth / cocaine, endorsed, onset, age 20, amount, 1 / month, last used, a month ago, - nicotine use / vaping, never smoke, per patient, review of systems, constitutional, negative, endocrinology, negative, skin, negative, respiratory, negative, gastrointestinal, negative, genitourinary, negative, musculoskeletal, negative, neurological, negative, psychiatry, CHPI, medications, Lamictal, take 2 tablets twice a day, edited by Jagan Jakula on March 24, 2022, MSE, the patient's speech was normal, sharing conversation with normal laryngeal efforts, appropriate mood and affect were seen, better, anxious, irritable - mood congruent, thought processes - tangential, dysorganized - suicidal / homicidal thoughts, the patient's judgment - seems impaired, mental status included, correct time, place, person orientation, normal recent and remote memory, normal attention span and concentration ability, language skills included the ability to correctly name objects, fund of knowledge included normal awareness of current and past events, DSM-5, schizoaffective bipolar by HX, assessment, PT and mom reports improvement in mood / psychotic symptoms but not optimally controlled, / consider alternate medications, optimize medication dose - agreeable with plan, will get medical records for review, plan, increase Lamictal to 50 mg bid after 2 weeks, psychoeducation provided about diagnosis, treatment plan, interactions with other medications, medication side effects, risks, benefits and alternatives was discussed including periodic monitoring of parameters, individual therapy recommended, if worsening symptoms, call my office, obtain medical records from previous provider, safety plan, patient agrees to utilize the following resources in the event of acute suicidal urges, ER, walk-in clinic, crisis line / team, stay with family, structured plans, call contact person, short-term goal, obtain all medical records, medication tolerance, long-term plan, remission of symptoms and maintain stability, patient understands and agrees with plan, / you in 3-4 weeks or sooner if needed, CC, request a DRP to discuss history with Dr. Jakula before appointment, DEPA 03/01/2022, as telehealth / video provider, I Jagan Jakula MD, attest that I introduced myself to patient, provide the credentials, disclosed my location, other participants in the virtual visit, and the reason for real-time two-way interactive audio and video consult, I and patient have mutually agreed that this visit is appropriate for video technology, originating site, patient location, patient's home, distant location provider location, Irvine, California, HPI, patient seen for initial evaluation, referred for medication management, per chart review - patient currently on Lamictal, cariprazine - says he is not taking them, says he is waiting to see this provider before start taking - says cariprazine is expensive, cannot afford, wants to try alternate medications, says he has seen Dr. Froki in the past, seen NP recently, accompanied by mom, says currently living with mom, says he needs to get back on his medication, says he wants this provider to acknowledge gang stalking and wants the provider to read up on gang stalking and attest that the disorder called gang stalking is real, says he has been off his medications for last year, says diagnosed with schizoaffective - bipolar, says he moved to California since 2017, says he was diagnosed with bipolar about 15 years ago, says he was admitted to NPT psych unit few times - says thinks he was manic at that time, denies hallucinations, says sleeping okay, says he is very anxious, says he is unable to get care for his medication, says he is feeling depressed and anxious, patient endorses low mood, anhedonia, low energy, motivation, hopelessness, low psychomotor activity, constant racing thoughts, unable to relax, fidgety, denies panic attacks, says he is sleeping well, gets 7-8 hours sleep / night, noted to be delusional - seems to be chronic in nature, says he has bipolar - unable to give a clear HX for manic / hypomanic symptoms - says bipolar gets worse when off medications, denies PTSD symptoms including nightmares, flashbacks, avoidance, denies command, visual, auditory hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, self-injurious behaviors, homicidal thoughts, denies OCD symptoms, denies childhood HX of ADHD, reports currently off psychotropics, substance abuse HX, per chart review - unable get from PT at this time, substance assessment HX, - cannabis, endorsed, last used last month, - alcohol, denied, - meth / cocaine, endorsed, onset, age 20, amount, 1 / month, last used, A month ago, - nicotine use / vaping, never smoke, per patient, review of systems, constitutional, negative, endocrinology, negative, skin, negative, respiratory, negative, gastrointestinal, negative, genitourinary, negative, musculoskeletal, negative, neurological, negative, psychiatry, CHPI, PsychHX, reported multiple inpatient psychiatric hold / hospitalizations, Pennsylvania, in 2017, on his way to Washington, D.C., to discuss the topic of gang stalking with authorities, San Bernardino Com. Hospital, in 2020, January/2021, 2 weeks at Arrowhead BMC, Colton, CA, in October/2021 at Canyon Creek Bend, Health, Texas, for 2 weeks, risk assessment, - suicidal thoughts, patient denied, - history suicidal plan / attempts, patient denied, - homicidal ideation, patient denied, - history of harm to others, patient denied, - access to firearms or other weapons, mother endorsed, but locked, PMHX, hyperlipidemia, type 2 DM, HIV positive, PSHX, denies past surgical history, psych FHX, denies, psych SHX, psych SHX, - marital status / kids, single with no kids, - living situation, living with mom, since 2017, - history of abuses / traumas, denied, - employment / school / occupational status, on disability benefits, - highest education, 12th grade, - current or prior military service, denied, - support / social system / network, mother and friend, Luis, - legal / forensics HX, jailed once in Texas, - religion / spiritual belief, Christian, - sexual preference, identifies as gay, - use of herbal / nutritional supplements, denied, medications, Lamictal, take one tablet daily for 2 weeks, then one tablet twice a day, edited by Jagan Jakula on March 7, 2022, MSE, the patient's speech was normal, sharing conversation with normal laryngeal efforts, appropriate mood and affect were seen, anxious, irritable, sad - mood congruent, thought processes - tangential, dysorganized, knees suicidal / homicidal thoughts, the patient's judgment - seems impaired, mental status included, correct time, place, person orientation, normal recent and remote memory, normal attention span and concentration ability, language skills included the ability to correctly name objects, fund of knowledge included normal awareness of current and past events, DSM-5, schizoaffective bipolar by HX, assessment, PT and mom reports mood / psychotic symptoms not optimally controlled - off psychotropics - contributing factors as above, / consider alternate medications, optimize medication dose - agreeable with plan, will get medical records for review from Dr. Fruki, plan, start Lamictal 25 mg daily for 2 weeks, then 25 mg bid, psychoeducation provided about diagnosis, treatment plan, interactions with other medications, medication side effects, risks, benefits and alternatives was discussed including periodic monitoring of parameters, individual therapy recommended, if worsening symptoms, call my office, obtain medical records from previous provider, safety plan, patient agrees to utilize the following resources in the event of acute suicidal urges, ER, walk-in clinic, crisis line / team, stay with family, structured plans, call contact person, short-term goal, obtain all medical records, medication tolerance, long-term plan, remission of symptoms and maintain stability, patient understands and agrees with plan, / you in 3-4 weeks or sooner if needed, CC, I am a targeted individual for 16 years by number of individuals, HPI, A56-O, Caucasian, male, seen for initial evaluation, in company of mother, Veronica Driscoll, seeking services today for management of gang stalking and requesting to know how this provider to treat for gang stalking and wants the provider to read up on gang stalking and attest that the disorder called gang stalking is real or he would not proceed with the session. This provider promised to research the said disorder and will be informed enough to discuss it at the next session. Patient became irate, and most of the interval history obtained from his mother. Patient is known to this practice, with diagnoses of schizoaffective and depressive disorders. Patient reported of being stalked / followed and earmarked for destruction. Stated that the stalking drove out of Denver where he had a home on the street and now living with his since 2017. Reported multiple inpatient psychiatric hold / hospitalizations, Pennsylvania, in 2017, on his way to Washington, D.C., to discuss the topic of gang stalking with authorities, San Bernardino Com. Hospital, in 2020, January/2021, 2 weeks at Arrowhead BMC, Colton, CA, in October/2021 at Canyon Creek Bend, Health, Texas, for 2 weeks, he identified as a gay man. Patient suicidal thoughts, auditory / visual hallucinations during the session, - history of cardiac ICER / events, patient denied, - history of head trauma, patient denied, - history of seizures, patient denied, - history of chronic pain syndrome, patient denied, DSM-5, review of current DSM-V symptoms, depressive symptoms / plus depressed mood / sadness, plus anhedonia / motivation, plus feelings of worthlessness / hopelessness, - excessive guilty, - sleep disturbance, - appetite with weight gain / loss, plus poor concentration / attention, anxiety / panic symptoms / plus anxiety, plus excessive worries, plus difficulty to control, inability shut down 1's mind, - easily fatigued, plus difficulty concentrating, plus easily irritability, - sleep disturbance, - headache and / muscle tension, - eyed up or on edge, mania symptoms / 11 / expansive mood, racing thoughts, plus distractibility / impulsivity, plus increased in goal - directed activities, - decreased need for sleep lasting over 24 hours, plus pressured speech, plus grandiose delusions, - decreased appetite, plus recent hospitalization, psychotic symptoms, plus delusions, - hallucinations, plus disorganized speech, plus disorganized behaviors, plus paranoia, plus negative symptoms, ADHD symptoms, inattention / patient denied, hyperactive / impulsivity / patient denied, PTSD symptoms / patient denied, OCD symptoms / patient denied, eating disorder symptoms, patient denied, psych HX, substance assessment HX, - cannabis, endorsed, last used last month, - alcohol, denied, - meth / cocaine, endorsed, onset, age 20, amount, 1 / month, last used, a month ago, - nicotine use / vaping, never smoke, per patient, risk assessment, - suicidal thoughts, patient denied, - history suicidal plan / attempts, patient denied, - homicidal ideation, patient denied, - history of harm to others, patient denied, - access to firearms or other weapons, mother endorsed, but blocked, psych SHX, - marital status / kids, single with no kids, - living situation, living with mom, since 2017, - history of abuse / traumas, denied, - employment / school / occupational status, on disability benefits, - highest education, 12th grade, - current or prior military service, denied, - support / social system / network, mother and friend, Luis, - legal / forensics HX, jailed once in Texas, - religion / spiritual belief, Christian, - sexual preference, identifies as gay, - use of herbal / nutritional supplements, denied, sock HX, tobacco, never smoker - alcohol, do not drink - drug abuse, illicit drug use - cardiovascular, eat healthy meals - safety, household smoke detector - sexual activity, homosexual encounters - per patient I am gay, birth gender, male - custom items, cannabis - psych FHX, mother denied, Ross, eyes, WNL, ears, WNL, nose, WNL, mouth / throat / voice, WNL, neck, WNL, respiratory, WNL, cardiovascular, WNL, gastrointestinal, WNL, musculoskeletal, WNL, neurological, plus, difficulty concentrating, psychiatric, plus, change in mood, plus, depression, plus, sadness interfering with function, plus, anxiety, plus, nervousness, - sleep disturbance, - suicidal ideation, plus, hopelessness, plus, worthlessness, - hallucinations, has a history of HIV, PMHX, hyperlipidemia, type 2DM, HIV positive, PSHX, denies past surgical history, medications, cariprazine, 1 caps, orally at every bedtime, edited by Chinna Irabakium on January 4, 2022, lamotrigine, 1 tabs, orally 2 times a day, edited by Chinna Irabakium on January 4, 2022, allergies, no allergy history has been documented for this patient, no known medication allergies, MSE, general appearance / build, appeared in a stated age of average build, grooming / hygiene, average, eye contact / demeanor, erratic, motor activity, agitated, speech, pressured and excessive, dominated the session with irrelevant details, mood and affect, irritable and angry, mood and affect congruent, thought process disturbances, loose association, thought content disturbances, paranoia all his discussions were centered on gang stalking, perception disturbance, denied, behavioral disturbances, poor impulse control, attitude towards the examiner, uncooperative, verbally aggressive, and augmentative, suicidality / homicidiality, denied, cognition, alert and oriented X4, name, place, day and situation, memory, unimpaired, judgment / insight, impaired, assessment, severe mood disorder with psychotic features, disorder, F31.64/296.64, bipolar disorder, current episode mixed, severe, with psychotic features modified January 6, 2020, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, disorder, F25.0/295.70, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type modified January 6, 2020, plan, patient instruction / plan, recommended psychotherapy, medications, start these medications below, refused to restart Risperdal and Epicodin wants to be restarted on Vraylar and Lamotrigine, declined to sign the med, consent form and mother stated that patient can sign, - Patient informed that dose may be titrated as needed to targeted symptoms relief. Discuss medication allocations loss risks loss benefits loss adverse side effects / black box warning and details with patients and mother. Patient and mother consented to propose a treatment plan with the above medications. Psychoeducation. Brief supportive counseling, validation, and supports provided. Provided education regarding diagnosis, treatment plan, and importance of psychotherapy. Reviewed medication indications, use, need for adherence to prescribed medication, handling, and storage. Balanced nutrition / hydration / body patient and physical activity encouraged. Provided education on sleep hygiene, safety plan. Reviewed safety plan with patient. ER precaution and slasher to call 911 or PMHNB if there are any safety concerns. Mother agrees to monitor for safety and support safety plan. Advised to seek services with the nearest crisis in the event of harm to self or to others. Cures. Reviewed 1/04/2022. No concurrent usage of legal / formal high - risk medications. Return - to - clinic 2 weeks or sooner if needed. CC. Bipolar disorder. Psych symptoms / follow up. 54-year-old LGBT Caucasian male with bipolar disorder and HIV, says he is upset as his car was stolen yesterday but recovered in the evening, thinks it is a part of the gang stalking that he has been complaining about for a while, feels he is still being gang-stalked, otherwise appears calmer, sleeping well, thinking is more organized. Railer has had positive response, has stopped taking Ativan, no intention of hurting self or others. He does not own a gun. Ross, overweight. Photosensitivity, HTN, DM, medications, Vraylar, 1 caps, orally at every bedtime, edited by Mubashir Faruqi on January 6, 2020, Lamotrigine, 1 tabs, orally 2 times a day, edited by Mubashir Faruqi on January 6, 2020, MSE, physically the patient appeared disheveled, emotionally the patient appeared angry and anxious, attitude in the interview consisted of cooperation, observed behaviors included psychomotor agitation, the patient presented with speech that was normal in rate, rhythm and articulation, mood was ambivalent and his affect was anxious, the patient's thought process was normal and his thought content consisted of guilty ruminations and obsessions, assessment, severe mood disorder with psychotic features, disorder, F31.64/296.64, bipolar disorder, current episode mixed, severe, with psychotic features modified January 6, 2020, plan, lamotrigine 200 mg bid, Vraylar 6 mg po QD, RTC 8 weeks, healthcare providers, NI, Jalitza Reyes, 1809W Redlands Boulevard, Redlands, California, 92373-8054, address, 909335-3026, work phone, document details, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group, 1809W Redlands Boulevard, Redlands, California, 92373-8054, address, 909335-3026, work phone, May 14, 2022, - Jalitza Reyes, published, powered by Caria Clinical, comma, - I require a community - level apology, including the police department, when and how to cut the ties of bad family relationships, LIZA, March 8, 2022, I'm passionate about health, wellness, social issues and relationships, I offer relatable content and solid advice, strain - family - relationships - when - you - should - cut - the - ties - and - say - goodbye, what is family, in just a few words, family defines us. Our first relationships were our family relationships. It's a significant part of who we are to the core, because our past is an integral part of how we view ourselves and the world. An interesting aspect about families is that people can tolerate more bad than good, and even a strained family relationship can be considered satisfying. My family drives me nuts, but I love them. Families can simultaneously be the ones to cause you distress, but are also there by your side in tough spots. That's a fair trade. Take the good with the bad. It's when the bad outweighs the good, or the bad is abuse, that we have to evaluate the health of that relationship for our own well-being. Unconditional love is the key ingredient in a healthy relationship, one of acceptance and expression, the ability to agree to disagree at times, and mutual respect without having to change or control each other. These are ideal conditions though, and for some, it's never been this way with certain family members. These unbalanced relationships are the worst to endure because family means so much to us personally and within our culture / society. Unfortunately, many people are faced with the excruciating decision of whether or not to continue an unhealthy family relationship with a parent, sibling, grandparent, son, daughter, or step-family members. If you feel that you have to cut ties, it's usually because you've endured years of discontent, or even abuse, and you have no other choice. Many who are reading this have endured too long. Just because someone shares some DNA with you, they get to take your stuff, call you names, demean you, sabotage your relationships and career? No way. Comma, Dr. Phil McGraw, strain-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-the-ties-and-say-goodbye. Evaluating the relationship. Chances are you've been evaluating the strained relationship for a while, but committing to cutting the ties brings on feelings of guilt, failure, shame, emptiness, doubt, abandonment, and even grief. Deciding to face these feelings and manage them is a brave step. No matter how strained, intolerable, and/or abusive the relationship is, it's a difficult decision to make. Asking yourself the questions below can help. What's the history? Psychologists have an old saying, the best prediction of future behavior is past behavior. Having extensive history is what hurts the most when breaking up with a family member, but if that history has been chronically negative, this can make it easier to make an informed and intuitive decision. It will be hard to let go of the relationship or put some distance between you if there were good times along with the bad. It can still be difficult to cut ties if it's been a long, torturous road. Even familiar abuse and patterns are hard to break away from. Sometimes it helps to put it all on paper, one column for positives and one for negatives, so that you can see both sides objectively, or give a point system to each good thing and each bad thing. Sometimes a really bad thing is much worse than 10 good things. Watch out for patterns that show the relationship is getting progressively worse. Also, if they keep insisting they've changed, then keep your eyes open to determine if their actions show that is indeed true. Even if they have changed, the relationship dynamic can remain the same. Who else is affected by this relationship? Sometimes, breaking ties with one person means you could have the entire family upset with you. Remember, other family members have likely contributed to the abusive person's tactics as well. They may not be prepared to face that dash you are disrupting family patterns. Be prepared and know that not everyone will understand your decision. It's important to find a way to manage other family relationships and evaluate the effects on others as well, but you are not responsible for everyone's feelings. Don't hesitate to cut ties if the only reason you are keeping contact is to please the family or someone else in the family. Group enabling is sad but common within families. Consider the kids. If you have children, explain in age-appropriate language to your kids why they may not see their grandma or aunt for a while. Kids tend to get caught in the middle. Some family members use them as pawns, so be as honest as you can with them, considering they often know more than they let on. How is the stress affecting your personal life and current family? Many people get confused and think their parents or the family they were born into is more important than the family they built for themselves. This is wrong. Your original family should never get between you and your current family. Your wife/husband and kids now take precedence over your mom and/or dad, so don't tolerate original family members if they negatively affect your current family. Preferably you, rather than your spouse, should handle your own family members. What's your role? We take on a label or role from an early age in the family unit. Sometimes we get stuck in that role and transfer it into our lives beyond the family. Breaking this role and its effect on our lives may require distance or cutting ties to make a clean break and change our habits, not only within the family, but in our current relationships. Your role in the family could be the baby, the troubled one, shy one, the black sheep, or you might be the fixer and mediator-one who keeps the peace at all costs, taking care of everyone else. Sometimes a family needs a scapegoat, one to blame everything on. Those willing to speak up, or the squeaky wheel, are usually the people who are ostracized and shamed. Don't let the family problems fall on your back. Do the roles you have in your current relationships, work and personal, resemble roles you play in your family? How do they feel about you? The best indication of how another person perceives us is how we feel when we're in their presence. More specifically, how we feel about ourselves in their presence. I know that I feel small, invisible, and out of control when around a certain family member. I realize that's how they likely view me, either on a conscious or subconscious level. Ideally, family should be based on unconditional love. If you're not feeling the love, then what are you feeling? Sometimes it's helpful to ask yourself, when was the last time you felt loved by that person, without strings attached? If you feel awful when that person is around, it's probably triggered by their ugly feelings about you. Picking up on subtle cues may help you realize the truth of that relationship. In other words, the feeling may be mutual, they just may show it in passive-aggressive ways. Keeping that in mind, remember that it's not your fault they feel this way. Are there any boundaries? One thing many families have in common is a lack of boundaries. People say what they want, do what they want, and respect is nowhere in sight. That can work for some. However, it's unhealthy to equate a lack of boundaries with unconditional love. Specialists agree that for children, having boundaries gives a sense of being loved, and childhood is where some of the mayhem started between family members. If you're still undecided about cutting off the relationship, setting healthy boundaries now can show you where you stand. Although, it is more difficult to set boundaries with family than with any other people because patterns are ingrained for generations sometimes. As a child, you quickly realize adults set not only the rules, but the boundaries, or lack of, as well. We were often taught unhealthy boundaries from the people we needed them with. When the child becomes an adult, they are able to set their own boundaries. How close are you? Often, moving away symbolizes a new life away from our family. It can ease tension by being located cities or states away. If the person you have problems with lives far away or you don't see them often, you can tolerate them only periodically and carry on with life as usual. A quick visit with the negativity and drama, maybe 2 holidays each year, might be manageable. If it causes too much pain and drama, keeping in touch, even through emails, may not be worth the hurt and pain. Is resolution possible? Some families refuse to speak about issues at all. Perhaps the same issues come up repeatedly, then a possible resolution may be a big, fat no. Sometimes the answer is no right now, but can change later down the road. Don't bother hashing out major issues between the person and yourself. You've probably tried this in the past and walked away with a big heaping serving of that person's denial, hostility, and self-preservation. As children, we are powerless against family members because we're too young to have a voice or shamed and guilted if we express ourselves or our needs. Sometimes that pattern follows us into adulthood. Remember, any decision can be temporary. If the ties are cut right now, they may be mended later. Cutting ties isn't always an open and close. Final case. Read more from Welhavecket's Adult-Child-Estranged-Reasons. 5 reasons why adult children become estranged from their parents. How-to-tell-if-you-are-the-black-sheep-of-the-family. Family outcast. How to tell if you are the black sheep. When-your-adult-child-stops-talking-to-you-5-things-they-want-you-to-know. When your adult child stops talking to you. 5 things they want you to know. One more thing, sometimes, instead of having an issue with one person, the problem lies with more than one or even an entire branch of the family. In that case, it's best to evaluate the issues as a whole. It could be that letting go of an entire chunk of your family is necessary. Daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves, even when we risk disappointing others. Breen Brown, Strain-Family-Relationships-When-You-Should-Cut-The-Ties-And-Say-Goodbye. It's okay to say goodbye when the relationship is physically or mentally abusive. Don't downplay the effects of these kinds of abuse, especially long-term. It may take counseling to realize you've been abused. We may think of abuse as this or that, but there are many gray areas where abuse is defined by us personally. Just as trauma doesn't have to be something big, it is something that we're personally unable to manage. It causes enough stress that it affects important aspects/areas of your life, like work or home life. You find yourself spending a lot of time thinking about, ruminating about this sour relationship, and losing sleep over it. Don't underestimate how lack of sleep and stress affect your health. The relationship is one-sided when there is no valid reason why there isn't some effort made by the other person. Patterns repeat themselves. You set boundaries, for instance, and the other person respects them for a couple of weeks, then completely disregards them, or they keep coming back to ask for money or do them favors. It is their way to confuse and use emotional tactics to keep you hooked. The relationship is only about borrowing money or bailing them out of trouble. Don't get dragged down with them or involved in risky business and legal trouble, even if they are family. The person is using gossip to manipulate and control you and slasher other family members against you. All contact with them is negative. They only call to bring you down and put you down. 2. They focus on their problems without concern for your time or how you are doing. There are negative consequences every time this family member doesn't get what they want from you. They find ways to punish you if you don't play their way. They play childish games, the silent treatment, blame games, and there is no talking to them. It's their way or no way. Most people know intuitively when it's time to cut ties. Listen to yourself. Cutting people out of your life doesn't mean you hate them. It simply means you respect yourself. Not everyone is meant to stay. Strain-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-the-ties-and-say-goodbye. When you decide to sever ties with a family member, try it out. Less contact through calls, visits, and emails. This is especially important when the relationship represents emotional ties. Breaking the pattern of mental/psychological abuse helps to shed light on how the person affects you so you can make clear-minded decisions. In therapy, I ask clients if they could give themselves 6 months off from the relationship. This is often enough time to gain a better perspective. Heal yourself first. Sometimes working on ourselves and boundaries with others in our current relationships is a domino effect and can help give us the confidence to do the same within family relationships. Cutting ties for the sake of healing yourself is a worthy cause too. Instead of focusing on the other person, focus on your healing and you'll get much further in your personal journey and healing than you can imagine. Set a few boundaries/skip a holiday. Sometimes it's not necessary to cut ties, just adjust them. Even giving a few ultimatums is okay. Check in with yourself, how you feel before you decide to go to a family event or see the family member. If your body is tense and you feel awful, respect that. It's often about listening to ourselves. Try skipping a holiday, not taking calls from the person if you don't want to. Minimize the feeling of obligation to them. Keep a neutral position. If certain subjects always end in an argument, avoid them and keep the conversation neutral. If a family member insists you agree with them or insults you when you don't, keep your distance. Limit contact to times when something major happens. Send an email to let the family member know you are pregnant, someone died, you got a great new job, or you're moving to another state. You might consider including them on family group emails but avoiding one-to-one exchanges. Keep the messages and announcements positive. Know that it's difficult. Death is final, but cutting ties is like death without the closure. Give yourself the love and time to grieve because cutting ties is a grief process. You will probably feel the worst when the first birthday or holiday rolls around, but you can prepare yourself by practicing self-care rituals as well as journaling. Remember that these unpleasant feelings are less harmful than if you had kept the relationship intact. Feelings like guilt and shame are part of the problem, and they are finally unraveling themselves and slowly being released. Many feelings you may experience were the way in which family-control you. They must be released to heal. Focus on who you have and who you are. Having a good support system of friends or other family members makes cutting ties easier. Maintaining your values is a part of who you are. Knowing who you are, what you stand for, and who supports you is your North Star, your compass. Don't pretend everything is okay. Don't minimize your thoughts and feelings by pretending everything is okay. Pretending and avoidance are common in dysfunctional families. Speak up. Strain-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-the-ties-and-say-goodbye. This content is accurate and true to the best of the author's knowledge and is not meant to substitute for formal and individualized advice from a qualified professional. Please join the discussion and read the excellent comments below. I have absolutely nowhere to go. No social services support network. I must walk into the streets of homeless and go die. Not a single person of social civil society will adhere to reason. Image GIF, comma, forwarded message, dash, from realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net@gmail.com. Date Saturday, May 14th, 2022 at 1:30 a.m. Subject FWD. Family matters? Really? This family sucks. 2. Mama Fire Dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefield. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote at gmail.com. Dave's not here. David Allen Driscoll. Dave, DarthWongwater@gmail.com. Dennis Driscoll, SVTCoberman@AOL.com. Debbie Kick, DeborahKick@.net. Former FBI agent and cousin, John Michael Talbot, JimmyChielTalbot@gmail.com. Public comment at ncd.gov, comma, dash. It is now 11:56 p.m. I was leaving voicemails. The contact numbers listed on web link document URL, http://auditor.gov/contactus, accessibility contact, 916-445-0255, information security officer, Jeremy Evans, 916-445-0255x440, information privacy officer, Chris Dawson, 916-445-0255x324, press contact, 916-445-0255, legislative contact, Paul Navarro, 916-445-0255, etc. I have had to dial 911 voice to report that my nephew kicked in my bedroom door violently. All I was doing was telling him to get away, go away, leave me alone. And I started banging with my fist against the inside of the door to tell him, oh, go away. My action was not violent but to cause a sound that would be a higher dB level than his need to berate me, to bully me, to command me any other thing than just leave me alone. They won't. They are my mother and him, and anything I do is in their need of peace upholding. They won't oblige their obligation and responsibility. Something wrong with this house. My nephew David was upset because I woke him up attempting to get my mother's healthcare properly prioritized in view of her interrupting what I was doing in this hour. The 911 voice call is to the San Bernardino Police Department. I was not expecting that to be the outcome of this. My mother was screaming in agony. She has had some kind of injury over the course of some kind of 2 months or so. I can hear her in agony many nights and many times when I am here attempting to resolve the matters at hand. I told her at least a month ago that he needed to call the doctor to get some stronger pain medication. She dismisses, dash it's okay, like dismissing the level of her outburst is not to the level of her pain, whatever that is. I mentioned that the pain medication she should get is Tylenol with codeine. You see, even though I do not have an actual license in massage therapy, I did go to school for such at the San Francisco School of Massage. So, my mother has been psychologically invalidating me for my entire adult life. I do not believe that this was a part of my childhood. It was only when I came out to her as gay did I notice this for sure a part of my relationship with my mother. I am now 56. Tonight, she finally actually has the pain medication prescribed, but instead of taking it, she is screaming, ah, it hurt, it hurts so loud. I went into her room and again stressed that she needs some pain medication. No human being would allow another human being to suffer like that. She carrying on like pain 10. The police arrived, San Bernardino Police Officer Beltran. This matter ultimately was stopped at a civil level involvement, although the motives of my nephew to bust in the door were violent, and must conclude he needed to physically assault me. The actions of violence are theirs dash not mine, the same as ending with this 911 text interface and the SMS conversation history with my mother. Seriously, how fucked up in this family are you going to be to me? 911-05-11-2022, VZM, web link document URL, http://fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo knot binding. Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, Harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpetapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpetapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpetapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpetapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpetapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound and attached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @GrewUpNet Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpetapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpetapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overempowering force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. 4. These kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled FUCKEDE.HUMAN.SPACE/911-text-interface/911-05-11-2022-VZM-weblink-document-URL http://webnamespace/memespace/reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed, /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/family-driscoll/veronica-m-warnick-driscoll/index-of-medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/family-driscoll/veronica-m-warnick-driscoll. Icon name last modified size description parent dear, parent directory dash, dear, 90947476522-mama-firedancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefield. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. -05-11-2022-part/2022-05-11638-comma-90947476522-mama-firedancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefield. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. -05-11-2022, spoken voice narrative of text conversation AUG 2022-05-11-9:11 a.m., 90947476522-mama-firedancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefield. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. 05-11-2022, VZM 2022-05-11-63860K. For my actions, there is nothing violent about pounding on the inside of the door to get anyone who is on the other side to stop and leave me alone. I did nothing wrong. You all can't see that. My mother was just playing games earlier. I don't believe she is in that kind of pain. She is doing this to be a mental case on top of all of this. Going back to leaving voicemails, I was at legislative contact. Paul Navarro 916-445-0255, no extension. This message will be referenced as, violent interruption, UC, and with an audit for change with San Bernardino Police Department. They continue to violate rules and law with impunity. What exactly is wrong with this tweet threat? Web link document URL, https://twitter.com/sanbernardinoped/status/15244419165154516993. But now at least, with an official government official policy changing, their placement and view of this, no change anyway. Peace officers, hate group affiliations, law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. Auditor, they have not implemented robust community engagement strategies or employee training practices, nor as it is dash will they ever. Adjective, robust, comparative adjective, robuster, superlative adjective, robustest. 1. Strong and healthy, vigorous, the Kaplans are a robust, healthy lot, similar, strong, vigorous, sturdy, tough, powerful, powerfully built, solidly built, as strong as a horse that shocks, muscular, sinewy, rugged, hardy, strapping, brawny, burly, husky, healthy, fit, fighting fit as a fiddle slash flea, bursting with health, hale and hearty, hale, hearty, lusty, in fine fettle, in good health, in good shape, in good trim, Arab aside, able dash bodied, in rude health, beefy, hunky, buff, jacked, stalwart, thuy, stark, opposite, weak, frail, of an object, sturdy in construction, a robust metal cabinet, similar, durable, resilient, tough, hard-wearing, long-lasting, well-made, sturdy, strong, strongly made, opposite, fragile, of a process, system, organization, etc., able to withstand or overcome adverse conditions, California's robust property market, uncompromising and forceful. He took quite a robust view of my case. 2. Of wine or food, strong and rich in flavor or smell, a robust mixture of fish, onions, capers and tomatoes, similar, strong, full-bodied, flavorful, full-flavored, flavorsome, full of flavor, rich, sapid, opposite, insipid, tasteless, origin, mid-16th century, from Latin robustus firm and hard, from robus, earlier form of robur oak, strength, translate robust to, use over time for, robust, my demand to have a viable conversation, would that qualify? Auditor, they also stress onering that commitment by incorporating strategies for addressing bias into key processes, including recruitment, hiring, training, community engagement, and misconduct investigations. This cannot continue. Auditor, an additional problem with the local department's investigations of bias conduct is that they relied heavily on the officer's denials that bias influenced their actions, without considering whether an officer's conduct created the reasonable appearance of bias. This approach is problematic both because officers are unlikely to admit that bias affected their actions and because it fails to consider the likely perspective of the community. We did not find this problem at San Bernardino Police because the records we reviewed included no evidence that the department had directly questioned the related officers about whether their conduct had been motivated by bias. How about questioning the officers that I have personally dealt with? Auditor, the work officers perform is both critically important to our state and often extremely challenging. We found no evidence that the majority of the officers we reviewed had engaged in biased conduct. Nonetheless, biased conduct by even a few officers can cause harm to members of the public and erode the community's trust in law enforcement. For these reasons, it is incumbent upon law enforcement departments and the state to take the steps necessary to guard against officer bias in all its forms. Sounds like a need for Superman, because no other protective accountability agency is available. Web link document URL, http://auditor.gov/contact us, phone, 916-445-0255, address, 621 Capitol Mall, Suite 1200, Sacramento, California, 95814, whistleblower hotline, call, 800-952-5665, fax, 916-322-2603, file a complaint online, legislative contact, Paul Navarro 916-445-0255, press contact, 916-445-0255, information privacy officer, Chris Dawson 916-445-0255-X324, information security officer, Jeremy Evans 916-445-0255-X440, accessibility contact, 916-445-0255, forwarded message, from James Driscoll, and themindway@gmail.com, date Friday, May 13th, 2022 at 9:57 p.m. Subject: family matters. Really? This family sucks. To Mama Fire Dancer. Mama Fire Dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in a house. Still, we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefield. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old, Mama, to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. At gmail.com. Dave's not here. David Allen Driscoll. Dave, Darth Warwater at gmail.com. Dennis Driscoll, SVT Coberman, at AOL.com. Debbie Kick, Deborah Kick, at .net. Jamichiel Talbot at gmail.com. I received this from my mother, MHPNG, James M. Driscoll, Ronnie Driscoll. This tweet needs a response from my mother, by some factor. Web link document URL, https://twitter.com/sanbernard/status/15244191651544169993. So exactly what happened? A violation of the First Amendment. MHPNG, absolutely no change. Exactly what is wrong with my tweets? Oh, they represent the truth. Even after their audit. equals. MHPNG, the 3D model on right is called Crackdown Agent Female. Mama, you are still just playing games, wanting me to help you last night. QR-Mama Fire Dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still, we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefield. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old, Mama, to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young in all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. She is playing games. PNG, man dash gesturing dash no dash Facebook. PNG, absolutely no. Try going to web link document URL, http://webnamespace/memespace/reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/attention-driscoll-family-html. comma, just, no, the truth, PNG, web link document URL, http://webnamespace/memespace/reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /URL/S/dastardly against the U.S.I/08/carry-a-patient-portal. Messages. Message sent. Keeping it real. There is an emoji for this. 100 points. James Driscoll. To Jagan Mohan Rao Jakula. 5/14/22/4:47 p.m. The meaning of that emoji is a score of 100% or of excellence. I had not logged in for a while to Inland Psyche/patient portal because none of my records were updated and the interactions with my doctors are as I have said they are. I am the patient and the patient has had something to say profoundly to the criticism of what has been the operating agenda of this entire equation seems way offensive, off the mark offensive. I write about it online and have given it a tag, social media tag, big man killing tech bug really fatal, a darknet technology overlay killing people really serious. I do not accept that you all just turn around for me, and that turnaround does not apply to real true grit policy and change in your organization. I do not accept an underhanded change that now puts items into my medical record, especially considering I have not even checked it for errors and slasher omissions. I need to have a detailed log of when the detail was updated to my records, without deception. This whole thing has shattered my family relations. James Driscoll, to Jagan Mohan Rao Jakula. 5/14/22/5:05 p.m. This is a graphic that shows a very truth. The QR code in that graphic is weblink document URL http://webnamespace/memespace/reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed, slash or chew, R, L, S, slash dastardly against the U, S, I, slash 08, slash. I suggest that you link to it, dash follow the directions on the order to how to receive that page. Note the length of the page, and the audio there is directions. Follow that direction. You may tap to the end of the page to reflect this footnote. Next message, just dash no dash I dash no dash of the dash truth PNG, just dash no dash I dash no dash of the dash truth PNG, comma, dash, source association to reality audit, dash, not provided on carrier, dash, weblink document URL, http://webnamespace/memespace/reality-audit.live. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed, slash medical dash mental dash health dash law matters dash standards of care slash auditor kagov slash of special importance txt gmail dash invite to Zoom for a meeting tomorrow, or at least notice of mental health council meeting that I am attending dash attitudes must change dash especially my mother htm 2022-05-1323-17-8.6m. Index of slash medical dash mental dash health dash law matters dash standards of care slash auditor ca.gov. Icon name last modified size description. Parent dear. Parent directory dash. Dear. Adinkra slash 2022-05-11-1309 dash. Dear. Gmail dash screen snapshot. 200x zoom. Of chat from your discussion dash OCR into the truth record fill slash 2022-05-1323-12 dash. Dear. Gmail dash. Invite to Zoom for a meeting tomorrow, or at least notice of mental health council meeting that I am attending dash attitudes must change dash especially my mother. Phyllis slash 2022-05-12122 dash. IMG, words to live by dash Pope Francis call to US dash confront every form of polarization dot PNG 2022-05-08-2314-204K. IMG, at sign reality audit dash does dash a dash full dash year dash go dash by dash April 2023.png 2022-05-11-13-16-2.0m. IMG, at sign reality audit dash law enforcement oath off Henner dash $9.11 tip PNG 2022-05-07-2207-401K. IMG, at sign reality audit dash law enforcement oath off Henner dash blank dot PNG 2022-05-07-11-13-445K. IMG, chat bubble dash, piece of fisher say your hate group affiliations law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. PNG 2022-05-11-12-48-606K. TXT, Gmail dash screen snapshot, 200x zoom, of chat from your discussion dash OCR into the truth record dot HTML 2022-05-1323-11118K. TXT, Gmail dash, invite to Zoom for a meeting tomorrow, or at least notice of mental health council meeting that I am attending dash attitudes must change dash especially my mother. HTM 2022-05-1323-17-8.6M. IMG, location dash at grewup.net piece of building website headquarters dot PNG 2022-05-07-239-389K. IMG, meaning dash of dash words dash, piece of fisher say your hate group affiliations law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. PNG 2022-05-11-12-43-1.5M. IMG, QR-Words to live by Pope Francis call to US-confront every form of polarization. PNG 2022-05-08-2313-299K. IMG, QR-@signreality-audit- you have been connected to that grew up.net- commitment to excellence Jolly Roger- PNG 2022-05-10-2346-8.5M. TXT, realityaudit.html 2021-03-2821-16790, IMG, SIL-Auditor of the State of California-@RealUpHumanNet PNG 2022-05-09415-293K, IMG, Treason-Hate-Police-Gangs.png 2022-05-09931.3M, comma, invite to Zoom for a meeting tomorrow, or at least notice of corrected disability council meeting that I am attending FWD. Your Zoom account password has been changed OG 2022-05-12015-28M. IMG, small 507x507-pad600x600f8f8f8, U2, JPG 2022-05-12509-25K, James Driscoll, to Jagan Mohan Rao Jakula, 5/14/22506pm. From all sides, God is here. Is that not the queerest thing you ever heard? James Martin Driscoll - born September 1, 1965 I'm not sure hometown San Bernardino, California, United States of America, the Earth, Solar System, Soul, Milky Way, Galaxy, the Universe. This is not the way to treat a single human being. Humanity has completely lost its purpose to be here. Goodbye. I did. Free. Knowing the truth is the truth. This truth is the real. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the real truth, the real uptruth, the real uphuman truth, the absoluterial uphuman truth, the absoluterial uphuman moral truth. They will not have mercy in our souls. They will not have mercy in our souls. They will not have mercy in our souls. Mama-I cry and scream to the highest, loudest volume I can muster out of my voice. Mama-still you want to fight. Mama-you will not stop at any kind of calling out. Continued. James Driscoll, to Jagan Mohan Rao Jakula. 5/14/22507pm. Mercy, 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 22. Mercy, 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 44. Mercy, 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 66. Mercy, 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 88. Nothing here to -sell-a-barrett. Mama-how can you be so cruel? Mama-this unforgivable. Mama-you are fire dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously, I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young, help the weak when you are strong, confess your faults when you are wrong, because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. Mama-dash you deserve your destiny with flames. Mama-dash burn 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 in hell. Comma-dash. Seriously, doctors, you are the fault of shattering my family relations. James Driscoll, I tried to send this already. I had an error. James Driscoll, I have a public update to the email that includes a copy of this messaging, includes in full a copy of my medical record, includes my interactions with communication with web link document URL, https://gov/-iattended and provided chat input to their council meeting on May 11, 2022. Profound statements I have written, includes my description of why 911 was called last night, after my bedroom door was kicked in by my nephew, David Allen Driscoll, when he would not leave me alone. Officers were dispatched to the house, include my interactions with auditor ca.gov, in relation to web link document URL, http://auditor.gov/report/2021-105/index.html, term, San Bernardino, is mentioned 76 times. Also mentioned in this public update is this, when and how to cut the ties of bad family relationships, LIZ, March 8, 2022. Seriously, doctor, your scheme of silence has shattered my family relations. Someone in all true honesty needs to step up and help fix this, immediately. James Driscoll, to Jagan Mohan Rao Jakula, 5/14/22604pm, tone detector, beta, how this may sound to readers, light bulb inspirational, slightly smiling face joyful, handshake confident, James Driscoll, to Jagan Mohan Rao Jakula, 5/14/22:608 p.m. Seriously, the thread update to the email in the God Exists folder has been created. Does not include this error I received about active provider on Caria. AUG Audio. Web link document URL. http://webnamespace/memespace. Reality audit. Live. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, HTTP, not HTTPS, point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's discrepancies, then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /god-exists/driscoll-of-san-bernardino-ca-a-very-sick-family. AUG. Attempted to upload-error. Make sure the document size does not exceed 10 megabytes. James Driscoll. To Jagmohan Rao Jakula. 5/14/22:609 p.m. My mother has directives to listen to this audio as well. Once we all have the issues prioritized, then we can proceed with the reality audit in all truthfulness, and bring forward the correct interface here. James Driscoll. To Jagmohan Rao Jakula. 5/14/22:609 p.m. This communications requires a reply. James Driscoll. To Jagmohan Rao Jakula. 5/14/22:704 p.m. Some corrections, which do have pointers outside of our informational society that goes to show that the record was just thrown together. The first thing you might want to understand is trust. The lack of trust involved in all of this is real, not imaginary. Irrelevant details is what you call my first encounter with Chinayira vacuum. The safety plan is completely illogical, considering the record here. Web link document URL, http://footuphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology. Web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound and attached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @GrewUpNet Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overempowerment force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. 4. These kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.SPACE/911-text-interface/. That is a reality, comma, 911 is not available for persons who are targeted individuals. James Driscoll. To Jagmohan Rao Jakula. 5/14/22:711 p.m. Web link document URL, https://www.goodreads.com/book/43826597-the-governors-of-gang-stalking. INA office coordinates between the fusion centers and works with the emergency 911 call centers in the United States to block and redirect the emergency calls of targeted individuals. Many targeted individuals have experienced what happens, This statement in the public genre of the gang stalking element of life is shown with evidence proven by both 911-text-interface as well 911 call recordings documented. This has been my main complaint. As a targeted individual without the ability to address this issue, this seriously affects the chart of safety needs under the Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. There is no safety needs met. That is the issue that must be brought into mental health awareness and treatment. There are other corrections that need to be assessed in this medical record. You will note that this carrier conversation is added to the end of the audio text. James Driscoll to Jagmohan Rao Jakula, 5/14/22/7/11 p.m. at ruup.net, May 15, 2022. 34 degrees 09 feet 3.5 inches north, 117 degrees 18 feet 40.6 inches west. Great reasons us will unite peace. Can we unite this truth?